And that leads me to my second one. I'm just going through these fairly quickly to start with. The law of Moses. Now, what was the law of Moses? The law of Moses was the first five books of the Bible, the Pentateuch. And it contained both the Ten Commandments and all the ceremonial laws that were prophetic or pointed to Christ. And the law of Moses was an interesting law. Live by the whole law or be condemned by it. The interesting thing that most folks don't realize is that the law covenant was a system, not just Ten Commandments. It was a system of belief, and to break or offend in one point, as we saw from James, is to become guilty of the whole law. So it just wasn't good enough to say, I believed in the Ten Commandments as an old law covenant Jew, and keep eight of them. If you broke the least of them, all of it came down on your head. Now, I'm surprised how many folks don't realize that. Well, I do my best to keep the Ten Commandments. Well, I've got news for you. Under the law covenant, the law of Moses, just miss one, and all ten will gang up on you and condemn you. So he says in James 2:10, for whoever shall keep the whole law, and yet stumble in one point, he is guilty of all. So our first law, the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, says eternal life is in Christ through the Spirit alone. Only way you're going to get it. The second law is the law of Moses. Live by the whole law or be condemned by it. So I'm not really excited about that. And thank God we don't have to live by the whole law of Moses.